if you can walk us through the number of, I guess this would be City of Bryan voters that were impacted by voting precinct boundary changes that the County Commission approved.
Right. We did have a pretty large group of voters that were impacted. It would be close to about 6,000 voters who should receive new voter registration cards indicating that they have a new single-member district.
And when will those cards be sent out? At least, what's the hope?
They should be sent out next week.
And I'm guessing that you've been through this process before where boundaries have changed and there is some feedback.
Right. Occasionally, they, you know, we do have whether the city annexes, and we have to change those voting precincts to, you know, run contingent with their lines. But yes, we do get some voter feedback on that,
which is not a problem when you handle those phone calls, because some people really pay attention to that.
Right. Some people know exactly what voting precinct they're in, who their commissioner is, who their city councilman is, but then some people are not as in tune to the local things and only know, you know, their only knowledge is the higher offices like governor or something like that.
Well, I'm guessing many of us, at least in Brazos County, are not concerned about what precinct we're in because there are voting centers, but there are some people who do care because they are politically active, and then obviously changing the geography of what single-member district they might be in if they're in the City of Bryan would make a difference. I guess the same thing for the Bryan ISD school board, too.
Correct. Bryan ISD has not completed their redistricting yet. I know that the City of Bryan was very adamant that they wanted to be sure their redistricting was completed in time to be able to have the members that would be in single-member District 4 to be able to vote for that place instead of leaving the lines as they were until the summer and filling that position in the interim.
Thank you for bringing that up. I guess I need to emphasize that the changes commissioners have made will be in effect for the special election for Bryan SMD 4 then.
Correct, they will be.